Welcome to Happy Hour with lawyer and TV personality Jonna Spilbor and author and inspirational speaker Carol Pesci. Happy Hour comes your way every Sunday morning at this time with life advice, real conversations, and awesome interviews with self-help heavy hitters, best-selling authors, celebrities, and more. Would you like to maybe live better, stress less, and laugh more? Then you've come to the right place. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Happy Hour here with Jonna Spilbor and Carol Pesci. I am Frankenberry, and we are back with another fantastic show and one leading us into the holidays. And Carol, how are you doing?
So Jonna and I have both admitted that we seek out guests for our own personal interests. So we look to have people on the show if there's something we want to know or learn or be better at. And seeing as I, like many of us, have been feeling the added pressure, even though there's many wonderful things about the holidays, it does bring added pressure. We reached out to a good friend of the show. She's been on many times. We love her so much. Dr. Elizabeth Lombardo. She is a celebrity psychologist. She's brilliant. She's funny. She's written a number of books, including one about how to get out of the red zone. So she's coming up in our second segment, and she's going to talk to us about how we can lower our levels of stress and anxiety over a very busy time of year and actually any day of the year. So looking forward to talking with her.
Yes, definitely somebody to have right about now.
Yeah, you think? I thought Jonna was joining us today, but it looks like we have Mariah Carey with us instead.
Yeah. Okay, Jonna, you sing one Christmas tune, you're dead.
Oh, no. Do not worry. Do not worry, because there's only one Christmas tune that I would ever sing out loud. I may sing a little bit of this particular Christmas tune later for you guys, because it's my favorite. In fact, let me ask you, before I get into my complaint today, let me ask you, what is your favorite?
AKA segment one of Happy Hour. Jonna's complaint.
Right. My complaint, so the reason I am coming on as Mariah Carey today is my complaint has directly something to do with Christmas music in an indirect way, but just for fun and for those who are listening. Do you have one particular Christmas song that you guys, like if you were stuck in a room for 24 hours and could only listen to one Christmas song without going crazy, what would it be?
Maybe It's Cold Outside.
That is a good one. That used to be my favorite. Frankenberry?
I abstain.
You can't abstain.
Yes, I can abstain,
Christmas.
Actually.
I
know it's Christmas. There is absolutely no Christmas song that I like.
That is impossible.
No, it's not. I am living proof.
Do you like Christmas?
Well, actually, I'm kind of looking forward to December 26th, to tell you the truth.
Humbug. Oh man. All right, so let me tell you what I want to complain about.
Remember that time
so a couple months ago I told you guys my whole goal this year was to get all my Christmas shopping done by December 1st and then enjoy the month of December, because unlike Frankenberry, I do like Christmas. I love the holidays, everything about it, kind of warm and fuzzy, and that was my plan. And then I think I told you a few weeks ago that my plan did not work out, that I was still busily Christmas shopping, and I am, and we're getting very close to Christmas. But what I decided to do instead was, I'm like, okay, if the reason I wanted to get all my Christmas shopping done so I could enjoy December and the holidays and the feel, I'll just enjoy December anyway, even though I still have to shop. So part of what I've been doing is I figured out, I'm probably slow or late to the party. I figured out that if you have Sirius XM, which I have in my car, a lot of people have Sirius XM in your car, they have like one or two Christmas music channels, but that's it. But if you're a subscriber, you can take your phone into the car. And if you have Apple CarPlay, for example, you can log on to your account and you can play any Christmas holiday station that they offer, which is a lot more than they offer just on the radio. So I've been loving that. And I've been taking my phone and I've been putting on my app and I've been listening to all sorts of Christmas music. And then I've been listening so much that some of the Christmas songs, I'm like, well, you know, I've heard this 100 times. I'm going to skip to the next one. And that's another beautiful feature of the app is you can skip songs. Well, apparently you cannot skip to Your Heart's Abandon. You only have a limited number of skips. How do I know this? I know this because the other day I was in the car skipping away to My Heart's Content, like skip song, skip song, skip song, skip song. And all of a sudden I look up at the thing in my car and there's a warning. And the warning says, you only have one skip left. That's exactly what the warning said. You only have one skip left. So now I'm looking at this warning and I'm like, what? I didn't know what this was. I'm like, this is weird. Why is this? Because I didn't even put two and two together. So sure enough, I'm like, well, let me test this out. So I skipped again. And then after that, I couldn't skip anymore. I could not skip anymore. Then I got furious because I'm like, wait a minute. I pay for you. I pay to have this station. I pay for this. You can't tell me what I can and cannot skip. You cannot limit my skips. You're not free. And I got mad. So then I had to test the theory because I'm like, well, wait a minute. How long can I not skip for now? How long am I in the skip timeout? And like, is it for the whole app or can I go to a different station and then skip away 5 more times? I mean, I had to know. So apparently,
and then you had to suffer through a song you didn't want to hear.
Numerous times.
numerous times.
Because not for nothing, but when you listen as much as they have like a loop of about 20 songs. So, and I'm really trying to get myself in the Christmas spirit. So I just keep listening and listening and listening in the shower, out of the shower, in the car, not in the car, at the office, not in the office, just listening. So I'm entitled to skip because I have consumed more than my fair share of Christmas music. Intentionally, but you every 24 hours you only get to skip like five times.
I know what you need to do. So next season I think you need to reach out and hire Michael Bublé to just sit in your passenger seat and sing whatever song you want to hear.
I do
as you go about your day.
I do love Michael Bublé, but unlike Frankenberry, although this should be Frankenberry's favorite song, I'm going to tell you this year's favorite Christmas song for me, which I have listened to now 1,000 times, and I have never intentionally skipped it. And my favorite Christmas song this year is You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch. Have you ever listened to the lyrics of that song? Like really listened to the lyrics?
Asty wasty.
Yes.
Can I just for, this is my Christmas present to myself. Here's my favorite lyric in the entire song.
Describe you are as follows, and I quote, stink, stank, stunk.
That would make a great t-shirt, wouldn't it?
I know. That's my favorite lyric of all time. Even though it's a Christmas song, I just love that lyric. Best lyric ever.
Oh God, this year.
Yeah. maybe forever.
So Mariah Carey, you chose that name just because you wanted to talk about Christmas. I love her version of, what's the one? Is it All I Want for Christmas Is You? Yeah.
Yeah, which she wrote that song and apparently she has made like $60 million off that one song.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is number two. That's close tie for me for Baby It's Cold Outside is that song and her singing it.
Yeah, I mean, come on, you can't deny. I know a lot of people don't like her, but that's just a great song. And she's got a great voice. But, you know, that said, you shouldn't be hating on Mariah Carey at Christmas time.
Yes. Is that it? Is that your Sagu? Oh.
You didn't recognize it as a Sagu?
It was a reach, but okay. All right,
you should recognize my Sagus.
I'll take the lob. So as we mentioned, coming up after the break, we are going to be talking with Dr. Elizabeth Lombardo, author of, among other books, Get Out of the Red Zone. And she's got some quite valuable tips that she's going to offer as to how we can settle down over the holidays and have a little less stress and enjoy ourselves more. And one of those tips is going to include a very simple but powerful play on words.
Well, that sounds good. We can all use a little bit of advice around this time of year to stop getting ourselves stressed out. But for Jonna Spielborn and Carol Pesci, we will be right back with the doc. This is Happy Hour. Stick around.
Sunday mornings with 92.9 WBPM means you'll laugh more and stress less. Now here's more Happy Hour with Jonna and Carol.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back again to Happy Hour here with Jonna Spielborn and Carol Pesci. And it is time now to get to our guest. And we have Doc, though she says to call her Elizabeth, but I am going to call her Doc because that's what you do with doctors. Dr. Lombardo is with us today, and maybe we'll get a little bit of advice for some assistance around the holidays.
Yeah. So first of all, let's start with we love her. Yes. And if we went back through, now we've been on the air for 11 years, and if we went back and counted up who's been on the show most, she's got to be up, she's up there or definitely one of the top. And the reason is she always brings great wisdom, beautiful energy, almost always makes us laugh. But so on the line with us, we have today a real treat, Dr. Elizabeth Lombardo. She is often referred to as America's most trusted celebrity psychologist. Shaquille O'Neal calls her his head coach for happiness. She has a PhD in psychology and over 20 years of experience helping celebrities, high-performing executives, entrepreneurs, and athletes. She is a sought-after speaker and has appeared on more than 100 national TV and radio shows, such as, get this, Good Morning America, Dr. Oz, The Today Show, Steve Harvey, CNN, and many more. She is the author of Better Than Perfect, which helps those who deal with the stress of perfectionism, and her most recent book, Get Out of the Red Zone, which helps people deal with high levels of stress. Bottom line, all she does is with the intent of helping people live happier. Dr. Lombardo, Dr. E, welcome back to Happy Hour.
Well, thank you. It's an honor to be here, and I'm honored to be one of your most frequent guests. I can't believe you guys have been on the air for 11 years.
Neither can we.
Wow. That's excellent.
You know, a lot of happiness. Yeah, a lot of people ask that question.
Well, the whole intent when we first started doing the show is we wanted to bring smart people like you to our audience to offer insight and wisdom to help people live happier, better, less stress, and to do so and have fun doing it. So you fit the bill perfectly.
Well, thank you.
So, Dr. Lombardo, one of the things we wanted to touch on today, the holidays can be wonderful. And at the same time,
apparently it's the most wonderful time of the year.
So they say.
There's no stress. I don't know what we're supposed to talk about today.
Somebody needs to make a parody on that, right? Take that song.
Make it more realistic.
As wonderful as it can be for some people, for many of us, there's also with this added element of stress and anxiety. There's more to do, more expectations, financial worries. So we would love any insight or advice you have for people who are feeling a bit overwhelmed and stressed. How can we dial it back and enjoy ourselves some more?
Yeah, and that's a great point, because even though the holidays are here, it's not like the rest of our life goes on hold. So we're still doing all the things that, you know, maybe cause us stress, whether it's work or relationships or our health or finances or whatever. And then we compound it with all of this holiday quote stuff. Now, I would say that the biggest reason why people have stress more over the holidays is literally one word that they are using over and over and over again. And that word is should. People should all over themselves over the holidays, right? I should get the best gifts. I should make everything, you know, from scratch. My family should, you know, get along, even though they never have. So I'm not sure why I think they should, but people are shitting on themselves and shitting on others. And that's causing a lot of, when we shit on ourselves, it causes guilt and shame. And when we shit on others, it causes resentment and anger. And so the word should is really the biggest culprit for the increased stress that we have right now.
That's interesting. So what's the alternative?
And the beauty is we can change that word. So even though it sounds like semantics, literally deleting in your mind the word should and replacing it with would like will change your entire energy from being one of anger and resentment or guilt and shame to one of empowerment. So my family should all get along. They don't. And so I'm going to be resentful versus I would like my family to get along. Well, that's more of an empowering statement. That's more of a problem solving. What can I do so that my family gets along? What could that be? Well, think about it. Are there certain topics in your family that put people in the red zone, that put people in those high levels of stress? Politics, for example, what's happening with the pandemic or, illnesses, what's going on in the world? There are probably certain conversations that tend to put people in the red zone in your family. So if that's the case, either agree to not have a conversation about them, or if the conversation comes up, have a couple of topics in your pocket of things that you can, questions you can ask, topics you can bring up that are going to change the focus. So if Uncle Fred is consistently talking about his belief in politics, which goes absolutely against yours, and he likes to, collect cars, when he starts talking about politics, just ask him, hey, how's that 1978 Chevy you have? You may not care, but it will be better than listening to him talking about politics.
That's great. A great strategy.
Great advice. And the difference, going back to what you said about getting rid of the word should and replacing it with would like, I feel like that both from an internal, so whether you're shooting on yourselves or you're shooting on another person, it switches it from a feeling disempowered, like can't control it, an external type of event or behavior, to an internal choice I get to make.
Exactly. And then instead of feeling helpless and there's nothing I can do because my family member isn't going to be different, we get to be empowered by saying, what can we do? How can we make things different? And being super aware of, again, what your triggers are. So I'll give an example. I have a client right now who is, we'll say, between jobs. Whenever someone asks them, how's work? What's going on with work? What are you doing for work? It puts them right in the red zone because they're shitting on themselves. I should have a job. I should be making money. I should know what I want to do. So in those situations where you know that that topic is going to be upsetting to you, again, just have a deflector question. Remember, most people like to talk about themselves. So if they ask you a question that you don't want to answer, you can answer, it's fine. Hey, how are you doing? Blah, blah, blah. And get them to focus on themselves. That will take the pressure off of you. It can help you stop shooting on yourself. And then you can just let them talk for a while.
I like this direction because while you're talking about this, I'm saying to myself, the word should not only has an effect for the person who's speaking it, but it does have an effect on the person who's hearing it, right? Like I react a lot better. If somebody says to me, you should, and it doesn't matter what it is. They can say something great. Like it could be, you should be you should be a world famous actress. You're so good at it. And that's still going to be triggering because don't tell me what I should and shouldn't do. So I think if we are more mindful, even as we're listening to people, so the people who are saying it should be mindful, but as a listener, I guess we should also be mindful to avoid being triggered. So like the onus isn't just on the person who's doing the talking, or am I making this like way more complicated?
No, that's exactly it. I mean, we get to choose what we do when someone makes a statement, right? So someone makes a statement, we can agree with them. Yeah, I should do that. Hey, that's empowering. I'm excited to do it. We could interpret it as what's wrong with you that you haven't done it.
Right.
We get to control that. So even in your mind, if someone's shooting on you, you can change that to would like and hear that in a different way. Because remember, when we feel judged by others, what's really happening is we are judging ourselves, because someone could say something to me. And if I'm not judging myself about it, I'll hear it. I might accept it as feedback. I might, ask for more information and I'll move on. But if it's something that I'm judging myself for, then I'm going to beat myself up. So what we have to realize is that when other people shit on us, and if that upsets us, it's our own issue. And the beauty with that is we can't necessarily control what Aunt Edna is going to say to you, but you can always control how you react to that.
Carol's a big advocate for that.
And something else I've learned, I think I've talked about this on the show before, what you started this conversation by saying holidays can be wonderful, and there's a lot more that we add to our plate as far as things we would like to get done or do, and all of the things we normally do are still going on, so we feel that squeeze of pressure because there's more to be done. it sounds silly. I made this simple decision. It's got to be 5 or 6 years now to stop sending out Christmas cards a number of years ago. So I think there's an element too of practicality to say, okay, I recognize I'm putting more on my plate, but what can I let go of for a few weeks here, whether it's keeping the house as clean as you normally do or whatever it is, to recognize there might be some practical things you can do that take the pressure off.
And let me ask you this. How many friends did you lose as a result of not sending out Christmas cards?
Zero.
How many people told you how horrible you are because you did not send out Christmas cards?
Zero. No, I didn't even notice.
Exactly. I think that's great. I have a saying, you know, as long as we're talking about shoulds, just because you can, it doesn't mean you should. So for me, the holidays used to be, I'm not a great cook. I'm not a bad cook. I'm not a great cook. But if people aren't loving my food, I don't want to put the time, energy, and effort into it. And we have family come stay with us over the holidays. And inevitably I would be making 3 meals a day, which I never do when no one's around. And it was just wearing me out. So we changed the entire thing. And we now order out every meal except for one. And the, you know, Christmas dinner, we'll all make something together and it'll be fun. But just changing that one aspect of the holidays, could I make food for everyone? Yes. But it was causing me all this stress. Why bother? And by the way, you know, Chinese pickup is a lot better than what I was making. So everyone's happy.
Oh, great. Dr. Lombardo, I would like to touch on, I know when your last book first came out, you came on the show, but I would love for you to tell our listeners, because I think it's relevant to this topic. It's relevant any time of the year. What is the red zone? And why do we want to avoid it? And how do we recognize it and stay out of it more frequently?
Well, thank you for asking that. So when I talk about the red zone, I'm talking about the psychological red zone, not the football red zone. So the football red zone you want to get into, the psychological red zone you want to get out of. And the psychological red zone happens when we experience high levels of stress, or what in psychology we call distress. Distress is the negative aspect of stress. It's any emotion you don't want. Anxiety, fear, worry, guilt, shame, anger, resentment, helplessness, hopelessness, worthlessness, all goes in the distress pile. And distress exists on a continuum, right? From 0, no distress at all, to 10 out of 10, the most distressed you've been. So if you're sad at a 10 out of 10, you're probably crying, right? And not a cute tear glistening down your cheek, but it's not coming out of your nose crying. If you're angry at a 10 out of 10, you're yelling or you're throwing something, the proverbial steam's coming out of your ears. Most people, hopefully, don't live at a 10, and most people likely don't live at a 0. We're probably somewhere in between. And the red zone, that psychological red zone, happens when we're at a 7 out of 10 or higher. So a 7, an 8, a 9, or a 10, that's the psychological red zone. And in the red zone, you don't think or act rationally. In the red zone, I don't always think or act rationally, because we're actually using a different part of our brain. So if you think of a time maybe when you said something that you later regretted, or you did something that you later regretted, you were likely in that psychological red zone. And your limbic system, that fight or flight mechanism of your brain, basically hijacks your rational thinking. So I don't know, if you're in the red zone, for example, over the holidays, we think in more negative ways. This is when we start shooting all over ourselves. This is when we start to think, I have to do it all myself. It has to be perfect. Perfectionism comes up a lot in the red zone. And we put all this pressure on ourselves. The goal is to ask yourself, where am I on this scale from 0 to 10? And if you're in the red zone, a 7 out of 10 or higher, or even near the red zone at a 6 or even a 5, you want to do something healthy and helpful to get that number lower. Because when we're at the lower numbers, we're using our frontal lobe, which allows us to keep things in perspective. It allows us to remember that, hey, yeah, most people send Christmas cards and it's really not that big deal if I don't, and it would decrease my stress significantly. So that's a good option for me. That same thought or that same occurrence in the red zone, oh, I have to do it. I should do it. It's what people should do. And we think in different ways. So we want to be super aware of where you are. And if it's high, you want to get that number down lower before you make a decision, before you say anything, before you interact with anyone.
And I think that helps us understand ourselves more. So anybody who has said, I'm probably overly filtered, so it's seldom that I'll say or do something that I regret. I'm not saying that as bragging. I think I over filter myself. But anyway, I think that helps us understand ourselves sometimes, for when you're like, wait, that was so out of character for me. What a screw up I am. What is wrong with me? No, you're a normal human being that was at an elevated level of stress and was not making proper decisions because of that. Right?
Absolutely helps us. And one of the reasons why I wrote the book was it was during the pandemic and I was yelling at my kids and it was having kind of that outer body experience where I'm like, this is not at all who I want to be, right? I don't want to yell at my kids. I don't want my kids to yell at me. That's not a relationship that I want to have, but I was yelling at them. And after I was asking myself that question, I like to think of myself as a good person. So I was asking myself the question of why do good people sometimes do bad things?
Oh, and that burst this whole book.
Yeah. And that's really what the red zone is when we don't always act in rational, helpful ways. So yes, it's really helpful in looking at our own behavior to better understand, you know, how could I say or do something like that? It's also extremely helpful when we remember that other people get in the red zone too. So right. Over this holiday season, if a friend, if a family member, if even a stranger is rude or irritable with you, instead of personalizing that, you may choose to say, poor dear, they're in the red zone. I'm going to let them
right. And to have more patience.
Yeah, exactly.
More patience and compassion for that.
I'm raising my hand. Somebody pick me.
Go.
Okay. Girl in the back of the room, go ahead.
Thank you. Dr. Lombardo, I need to call you out on one thing. You're described, I am frequently in the red zone. I'm so in the red zone so often, my middle name should be red. It's not. But here's the thing. I completely get what you're describing, but there is a nanosecond most times between realizing you are in the red zone and the words flying out of your mouth or the thing that you shouldn't be doing to actually happening. Like it can happen very quickly. So how do you get better as a person taking the time to not react when you only really have a second between realizing you're in the red zone and doing the thing that you're going to regret later? Like how? Is there a technique? What do we do?
Yes. And I'll even say sometimes we don't even have that nanosecond. Sometimes it's spontaneous. And part of that is because of the way that our brain is wired. So when we, if you think about every thought that we have are just nerves firing a certain pattern. In psychology, we have a saying, nerves that fire together, wire together. That means the more you have a thought, the more likely you are to have it again and again and again. If you're spending a lot of time in the red zone, you're really hardwiring your brain to think in red zone ways. What does that mean? It means personalizing other people's actions. It means being more annoyed by what other people do. It means judging yourself and judging others. And so if you're spending so much time in the red zone, your brain is getting hardwired so that those become your automatic thoughts. So how do you stop that? One, you really take some steps to spend more time in the green zone. And then two, you start to think, you look back at your red zone moments. And if when you're in the green zone, you can reinterpret it. Oh, okay. So I'll give a great example. One of my triggers for red zone used to be going into my daughter's rooms and there was crap everywhere. And they'd be like, no, I cleaned it up. And I'm like, what? There's stuff everywhere. Now, when I'm in the red zone, when I was in the red zone, I later realized I would personalize that. They're doing this to me. They're being lazy. This means I'm a bad mother. Well, it doesn't mean I'm a bad mother. It means I have teenagers who don't feel like picking stuff up. Now, it doesn't mean they can get away with it. But once I get myself out of the red zone, once I stop personalizing, this means I'm a bad mother, then I can have a constructive conversation with them. When I say clean up your room, what I mean, I'm going to define it for my children because I have a different definition than they do. What I mean is every non-furniture item must be off the floor. That's an objective definition. So then we can agree when I go into their room, even if crap is all over their bed, if everything is off the floor, that's our definition of a clean room. And so we can move on. So again, you want to, one, spend more time in the green zone. Two, realize what your triggers are and realize a trigger is a trigger only if you let it be a trigger and you can deactivate those triggers and then start to rewire your brain with that deactivation of a trigger. This doesn't mean I'm a bad mom. It means they're typical teenagers. And so I just need to take the steps to help them do what they need to do.
That's awesome.
she's reflective. I can tell. Dr. E, we love when you are on the show. The time always goes so fast. I want to make sure we tell everybody where they can follow you, find out more about you, get your books. But you have a line that I love about what not to do when you're in the red zone. Don't let anything out of your mouth. In or out.
Yeah, because that's when we say things we later regret. And don't put anything in your mouth, because that's when we consume things we may later regret. So yes, keep that mouth closed. And I will tell you, there have been times when I have not one, but two hands over my mouth so that I will not let anything go in or out.
Oh, perfect. We're wrapping up here with Dr. Elizabeth Lombardo. What is your website? Where are you on social media? How can people find you?
So my website, we just redid it. So everyone can go check it out. It's elizabethlombardo.com. Very creative. elizabethlombardo.com. And I think I'm Dr. E. Lombardo on most, Dr. E. Lombardo, Dr. Elizabeth Lombardo on most social media. So we try to put some stuff out, you know, each day to really help people get out of the red zone so that they can create the life that they love.
And your two books are Better Than Perfect and Get Out of the Red Zone, both available on Amazon and your local bookstores. Dr. Lombardo, we love talking with you. Thank you so much. I know it's such a busy time, and you said yes to us during an exceptionally busy time, and we so much appreciate that you took the time to talk with us and our listeners.
Well, being on your show always makes me happy. So thank you very much. And have a great holiday.
Same to you. Thank you.
Yes, and you as well, Doc. And just to let you know, I am picking everything up off the floor right now and throwing it on my bed.
Your mom would be so proud.
Yes, I will take a picture. It'll include a cat. So you're
Batman
good.
Undies.
Yes, and my Batman underwear. Yes. All right. Well, Dr. Lombardo, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it, and we're not quite done yet this morning. We still got our last segment to come here with Jonna Spilbor and Carol Pesci. This is Happy Hour, and we will be right back.
Live better and laugh harder. It's Sunday morning and Happy Hour with Jonna and Carol on 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM.
And welcome back one more time to Happy Hour here with Jonna Spilbor and Carol Pesci. Hello, ladies.
Hello, Frankenberry.
Well, Dr. Lombardo was great as always, and some very valuable advice, I'm sure, for some folks out there right now feeling a little stressed with the holidays.
Indeed. Always love having her on.
Yes, any time of year. But also, we have another special treat because we have part two of a very useful conversation that we began last week with Jeannie Kelly, who's going to tell us whether we should or shouldn't, speaking of shooting all over yourself, say yes when we get approached this time of year, especially when you're doing your last minute shopping, you're trying to save a buck and you get all these people coming at you with credit card offers. Is that a smart idea? Not a smart idea? When can you make it work for you? So Jeannie Kelly is going to come back for part two of our wonderful interview right now.
And as promised, last week we had a very good friend of the show on with us, and a good friend of us personally, gets mentioned in 90% of our radio shows, Jeannie Kelly. Mm-hmm. She's a credit expert. She's our girl. We had her on last week, but we ran out of time. We were talking about the holidays and credits. She had some good advice for anybody who's looking to charge gifts for people they want to buy for because they don't have the money. And Jeannie's one of her pieces of wisdom was there's nobody who really cares about you once you paying for their gift in July of next year still. So consider that. But anyway, what we also wanted to talk about with Jeannie, because this is very relevant this time of year, you go to a Target or a DSW or wherever you go, and they are trained to ask you, would you like to open up a store credit card? If you do that, you'll save 10%, 15%, 20%. And a lot of times that seems like a good deal. So Jeannie, this happens to all of us. It's happening to all of us right now. We would love to get your take on that. Is that a good thing, bad thing? What should we do?
Well, it's all about timing. When it comes to credit, that is something you really need to dive into, timing. And if you are purchasing, let's say, a new home within 6 months, 7 months, you don't want to be doing anything that's going to hurt your credit score. And getting new credit can dip down your credit score. And that's because it's a new credit inquiry. It's a new account that's hitting your credit report. It changes the average length of all of your credit. So you don't want to just say, oh yeah, you know, that's going to save me $48 right now, when it can cost you a lot in the long run. Now, let me say this, though. If you don't have a major purchase coming up and you can save money by having this new credit card and you shop there often and the perks are something that is going to help you moving forward as well, then don't be afraid of credit either. So it's just really knowing when to say yes or no with new store cards.
Jeannie, can I ask you a question that is it's related but not, because you just brought something up that the reason why maybe getting a store credit card can ding your credit is because it's, I think you guys call it in the business, a hard pull. I could be wrong on that, but that is noted on your credit report. Well, I've noticed recently that when I'm maybe in the market for a fairly big purchase, let's say a car, for example, and you go online and it'll say, get pre-approved. This will not affect your credit. So you go and you put your information in and then it comes back. So I'm assuming it's not a hard pull. But my question for you is, number one, is that a lie? And number two, if they don't have to, quote, hard pull your credit to approve you for something, then why do they? Why can't we all just get soft pulls so that doesn't affect our credit when we're buying something?
Right. Well, because when they really want to give you those funds, they will find it's just a pre-approval for that soft pull. So they're saying, well, we're estimating and guesstimating you would be approved, but it's not a solid. And that's why, yes, if they say it, they can't say it. You're the lawyer. They can't say it and be lying, right? So when they do say it's not going to hurt, we're just doing a soft pull, that's how it is. And you cannot be, you don't have to be afraid of that. As long as that's what it says, then that's fine. But that's why. So it's not 100% an approval, though. So that's why they're only getting some information on your credit report, not the whole picture. And that's why usually it can work. You know, that's why they do it, because most of the time it's working. And for some chances, you can get declined, because when they get the bigger picture, when they do the actual full report, and if they see too much information, you know, it could change. But that's why, you know, hard pull, yes, versus soft pull. And here's the thing. Do you know, people are always calling me. They think, oh my gosh, I have so many credit inquiries. That's what's bringing down my credit score. I mean, if you have a ton of them, sure. But sometimes it's just someone has like one or two and they're very worried about it. You don't have to sweat the small stuff. And that's something that if you don't have a lot of credit inquiries, don't get too focused on it. And you know, I'm always talking about my four-letter favorite F word, and it's FICO. And in your FICO score, credit inquiries, the hard credit inquiries, are only calculated in your FICO score for 12 months.
Oh, I was just going to ask you something on those lines. And I know you've talked to us about this before, but for anybody who might be listening to you for the first time, who's not clear, what makes up that score? It's like a pie, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So really quickly, and this is, I mean, learn this and you can start rebuilding or having healthier credit. 35% payment history, how you're paying your bills. 30% balances, and really credit card revolving balances. Keep those balances low, you'll get more points. 15% length of credit. 10% types of credit. FICO likes to see variety, installment loans and revolving, and then 10% new credit. And that's what we just talked about. That's the one part of the score that we have a love-hate relationship with, because yeah, we like new credit, but down the road, not like immediately new. So it first dips you, but then it rewards you.
Okay. Jeannie, as always, you are always full of great information. If someone wanted to learn more about, say someone's listening right now and one of their New Year's resolutions going into the new year is to focus on their credit, how can people find you, follow you, learn more from you and your infinite knowledge?
Oh, thanks so much. They can find me at jeanniekelly.net. I spell my name J-E-A-N-N-E, Kelly, K-E-L-L-Y.net. And on social media, Credit Jeannie.
Okay.
And can I just mention to everybody on social media, Jeannie, you've been putting out a podcast, which I think is fantastic. You send emails to people so they can subscribe. You put free tips on social media all the time. So anybody listening, be sure to check Jeannie out all over the place, Instagram, Facebook, et cetera. It's really helpful, valuable, free credit information.
Yeah, you're very generous with your knowledge. You give away a lot of information for free. Jeannie, we love you. Thank you so much. Happy holidays. And lots of health and happiness in the new year. And thank you, as always, for taking the time to talk with us.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it. Love spending time with you every single time.
All right there, Jeannie Kelly. Thank you very much. And to all of our loyal listeners, Merry Christmas.
And happy holidays.
Holidays.
And we'll see you in 2023.
Sounds good.
You've been listening to Happy Hour with Jonas Spilbor and Carol Pesci. If you missed last weekend's show or want to hear it again, visit the Happy Hour page at 929WBPM.com. There's more life advice, real conversation, and another awesome interview next Sunday morning at 8 a.m. Live better, stress less, and laugh more with Happy Hour on 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM.